This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Gavin Dahl. All area school districts have COVID-19 dashboards to help keep employees, students, parents, and the wider community updated. Schools are congregant settings where people are in close contact and the Delta variant is highly contagious, so all eyes are on them as the school year kicks into gear. Some dashboards are better than others. For instance, Telluride tabulates percentages of students or teachers testing positive. They also maintain links to current CDC guidelines, CDPHE info, and testing flowcharts. They list which classes are quarantined, how many children are impacted, and publish info in English and Spanish. The Delta County School District dashboard is thin by comparison. Their chart is two columns that do not separate out staff and students and is updated once a week. The chart does not address quarantines and is only partly available in Spanish. Mesa County School District's dashboard is updated each weekday, distinguishing between students and staff and providing multiple charts and graphs. They do not publish quarantine numbers. Montrose County School District provides quarantine numbers, 132 as of today, but ages or grades are not listed. The MCSD site can be accessed in over 90 different languages, though the dashboard is apparently only available in English. While other colleges and universities in the state have tightened COVID-19 protocols due to the Delta variant, Colorado Mesa University has loosened them. CMU is not requiring the vaccine for its students or staff, nor requiring masks on campus. The school's website states, quote, "Our approach is not one of forced compliance, but of engagement, education, and empowerment to utilize critical thinking to make informed choices." Phoebe Lostro, an associate professor of molecular biology at Colorado College, provides regular COVID metrics for El Paso County schools through the COVID Reporting Project. And she told the news outlet Colorado Newsline, quote, "I think it's too bad that this rhetoric around individual freedom is being mobilized against vaccination and mask wearing. That's a very cynical position. The only vaccines required for students at CMU are those the state requires, including vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella." The San Miguel County Board of Commissioners affirmed their mask mandate last week after hearing the weekly COVID update from Public Health Director Grace Franklin. The Telluride Daily Planet reports the board received appeals from Norwood residents who argue the area's more sparse populations and rural nature make the mask mandate unnecessary. One main driver of the decision is hospital ICU bed availability. Colorado has approximately 82% of ICU beds occupied. Health Director Franklin said the data is clear. Districts not requiring masks in schools have seen a much higher growth of COVID cases than districts that do require them. KVNF News has been hearing from parents with students attending school in the Delta County School District who are confused about the context missing from the COVID dashboard, frustrated about how quarantines are communicated, and concerned about risks to their kids. Kirk Clay is in his 10th year as assistant superintendent for the district and worked previously as a principal. He's proud of the North Fork High School transition with 28 new offerings for students this fall and told me he's driven by the positive difference the district can make in kids' lives.
Well, I hope we can talk about other things besides the pandemic in our follow-up interviews, but I have several questions for you today about that. The CDC, the medical director of Children's Hospital in Denver, all the doctors at Pediatric Associates in Montrose have strongly recommended mask mandates. Talk about the basis for DCSD's decision not to mandate masks for teachers or students.
Yeah, right now we're strongly recommending that for people, and they're not required at this point. And it's kind of a layered approach. You know, if we get to a point where we feel like we have enough cases and the spread is getting there, then we may have to change that and go into masks. We take a very big team approach, including our principals, including our leadership team here at the district level, and we have to weigh all factors. One of those factors and one of the most important factors is the health of our students, and so that weighs the heaviest. But we also have to look at it's important for our kids, we believe, to be in school as much as possible. I will tell you that one of the factors that's put in place to that is we are afraid if we do a mask mandate that we have a lot of kids leave our schools, and we don't believe that's what's best for kids.
A few parents whose children attend North Fork Montessori Elementary in Crawford described to KVNF not knowing about quarantines impacting other children who their own kids ride the bus with. Talk about district policy. Do you notify parents of all quarantines or just those impacting their own kids?
So our policy here at Delta County School District is that we notify anyone who we feel is at risk or has been in danger and been exposed to someone who has tested positive for COVID. So if we have not notified that parent or that child, they have not been, through our contact tracing, have not been at risk of COVID. And for example, a bus, we still are looking at the 6 feet perimeter. So if they're sitting in the back of the bus and that kid's sitting in the front of the bus, we do not contact those people in that setting. So what we do with the contact tracing is we ask about a series of about 20 questions. Where is the student sitting? What was the activity? What were they doing these 48 hours of contact? Who are their friends? Who they're eating lunch with? What were they doing in their specials? Are they involved in extracurricular activities after school, before school? All of these series of questions we go through with every single student. If it's an aide, for example, and that aide's in that classroom, and that aide has been working with kids individually all day long, or in small groups of one or two, and they've been very close to those students, in that case, we will quarantine a whole classroom. In some cases, however, especially at the secondary level, those kids are in a class for 50 minutes, typically sitting in the same seat, and they're around 2 to 3 people that are close proximity to them, and therefore we're only quarantining 2 or 3 or 4 people out of that classroom.
Thanks, Kurt. So I want to ask you about quarantine data and why the choice not to publish that on the dashboard. How do parents best stay informed about quarantines if it doesn't involve their own student?
Right. So this decision was actually made last year. I think the biggest reason why we just chose to do it from the district standpoint on a weekly basis is because the county does all of the other piece of that with the cumulative information. And we didn't feel like it was worth our time to really keep that going as well. We felt like the current data is the most important for our families, and that's what they want to know. And if they needed the background information, they could go to the county website and get that. And so that was the decision that was made, and that's why we've gone that direction.
And then what about the quarantine info? So how do parents find out an assessment of how quarantines are going district-wide? It doesn't seem like that's published or communicated to parents or the
public.
We don't
tell how many kids are out as a leadership group. We just never felt like that was important information, because people then think that quarantines become COVID cases, and there's a huge misunderstanding of what quarantine is and what it isn't. The large majority of them, they're healthy, and they have nothing, no symptoms, no anything.
Yeah, quarantines work. That's part of the
point. Yeah, they work. And so we just don't want that information misrepresented on what that is.
Well, I hope our conversation leaves listeners, including parents, of course, feeling better informed about the district. I appreciate you clarifying and taking the time out of your busy schedule to answer questions. That's DCSD Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.